So we've been instrumental from Kuala Lumpur to stimulate temples throughout the world for the Tamilians to worship Lord Muruga. Amen. All the gods of our great religion. And to feed thousands, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally, and to sustain the community for the new generations being born this very moment. The Tamilian people, it's one of the oldest races in the world, they are special people, blessed people. And in every temple that has come up within the Western world in the last 20 years, there's been a Tamilian there promoting the worship, promoting the philosophy, and keeping harmony among the financiers of the temple. I haven't forgotten the 6 magical words, the mantra for you from Lord Murugan. But first let me tell you, when this, shall we say, divine accident occurred, and the pain occurred, everyone was thinking Gurudeva is on his last legs. We won't see Gurudeva anymore. He's 75 years of age, reached the end of his life. But not true. Through the years, my lifeline from my hand. All the astrologers and the Nala Shastris have said Gurudeva can live as long as he wants. A guru, Sadguru, is like a knife. He's like a pen. He's like a pencil. Just sitting there on the table and is of no use unless you pick it up and use it. We want you to use Gurudeva. I'm here to be used. I am a very practical person. I listen to the Shastris, the Nada Shastris, the astrologers, who said I can live as long as I wanted. But I needed a practical example and invited to Kuala Lumpur 2 years ago. And last year, and again this year, a great Rishi, Swami Buha Maharaj, to celebrate his 112th birthday. He was with us in the United Nations General Assembly for spiritual leaders and religious leaders, blowing the conch and opening the grand event. At 112 years of age, he doesn't have to wear glasses. Moves around quite freely, teaches yoga, and passes on all that he knows to those who are open and ready to receive it.